Well, Notre Dame is quite a place. It's full of serpents and alligators and misery and torture. And because of all the sadness and the torture that has gone through that particular establishment through the years, the Hunchback of Notre Dame, and so much suffering, so much calling the devil and sin and all of this stuff that's going on in that particular institution. It has filled itself with nightmares. And I mean real nightmares. Billy can probably tell you about some of that because he too was over there and the Archangel Michael told him to stay out of there. Now, if you don't believe me, go over there and go in it. You'll find out. You'll come out very depressed. You'll probably bring some of those magicians with you because they're looking for more human beings in which they can claw and hold on to. And some of those real sad individuals who went in there with the open heart to worship and got grabbed by the misery and the torture that was there. Some of them are still there. You know, you can be hung up for thousands of years by those kind of things. And I'm not kidding. I've seen them struggling like this, trying to get out of that encasement. Been there for long time, pleading, help me, help me, help me. Don't have the right to interfere. Everybody has to learn their lessons. I'm not saying or demanding that you stay away from that place, but I'm highly recommending it. The same happened when we was in Iran. There was a certain temple that the whole gang wanted to go in. And I turned to go in and I looked through the door and my eye showed me all of this similar stuff that goes on in Notre Dame. I said, I'm not going in there. Why not? I said, well, what I see in there is not what I want to experience. Oh, come on. I said, y'all go on. You're free to go. Just go. I'm going to stay in the bus. I'll meditate while you go in there. And Pauline can tell you, she went. When she come out, she says, oh, boy, you were right. I feel awful. What happened? I said, well, just be quiet and I'll melt that stuff off of you. But there's places, my beloved friends, you just don't want to go into, I'll tell you. Let the hell world have their hell world. Let us have our heaven world. We don't need to go in those places.